Welcome to our podcast. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's lurking around each and every corner. Now here are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 6. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean. Nate is our sound engineer, and yes, we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing amazing.
You ready for episode 6?
I am. This is our third recording of the night, so something new for us already. But I'm ready for this. Yeah, we got the energy to do this, so we're going for it.
Yeah, me too. Nate, what's going on with you, man? You ready?
Oh, I'm definitely ready. Excited to try this little new format I presented.
So what we're going to do, usually I would turn it over to Sean and let him introduce the topic of discussion, but I am going to turn it over to our sound engineer extraordinaire, Nate, and he is going to introduce what we're going to discuss.
So, cough, Nate, clap.
Yay. First, I'd like to say a big thanks for you guys allowing me to be part of this journey.
Absolutely.
Amazing. I didn't know I was going to enjoy this as much as I have. I mean, Sean got a hold of me. Do you want to run sound for our podcast? And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, you know. But yeah, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I've fallen into the rabbit hole of podcasts.
Welcome.
I've never listened to any podcast ever. Oh, no, man. Interest until I started doing this. And then it's like, I can't stop.
Yeah.
I'm listening to anything and everything.
Grabbed you.
Yeah, I'm always excited. We have a date, you know. Yep. Hey, we're getting together. We're going to do some episodes. I'm like, yes, I can't get here soon enough.
It's really cool.
I'm glad you're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad, Sean. I consider you a friend. I've only known you for a few weeks. And
oh, yeah.
This is fun doing the podcast, but I've known Sean for 4 or 5 years, but like I said, I've only known you for a few weeks, but you're a buddy, and I'm blessed to have met another good dude, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And we just get creepy stuff.
When I talk about the podcast, I was like, well, me and two buddies, we're
that's why
getting together. I mean,
yeah,
we're awesome. All buddies now. We're attached.
I didn't even think about like that people would be interested in like being part of this, you know, like that didn't even come into my mind. And then so when the idea was like for you to come help, and I was just like, oh, he won't want to do that. And when you said yes, I was like, yay. I mean, so I'm thrilled to have you here.
Oh yeah.
And back at you.
Yeah. I mean, when Sean goes, hey, I've got somebody that can run sound. I'm like, thank the Lord. Cause it's been mentioned plenty of times. I have no idea what I'm doing with that technical stuff. And Sean said he's not, you know, that versed into that. And I'm like, awesome. I really appreciate it. You know, whatever he can do to help us, you know,
all the dominoes fell into place. And
yeah. He's like, oh, he's a good dude. He's like, he's a real good, you know, he's talked to like, okay, cool. And so this is great, but your friendship and you grabbing this and being part of it and falling into it, just like we are, it's like, it's amazing. It's great.
I appreciate you guys having a little faith in me right now and let me sort of take the reins on this one.
Oh yeah.
You week ago or 2 weeks ago after our last meeting, asked if I wanted to pick a couple topics for future episodes. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm still getting comfortable with the whole, hey, would you mind having a mic and talking on the show? And I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah. No, it flows well, and I'm glad to have another voice. Yeah.
Right. I'm enjoying it, getting better and better at it as I go.
Good.
It's, you know, it's different, but enjoyable.
Well, we've had compliments on the sound already from other podcasters, and they're like, man, it sounds really good.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it.
Really.
It gives me the confidence to keep on doing what I'm doing. So
I'm glad you're having fun. I'm glad you joined us, and it's fun. It's fun.
I love the flow of conversation, honestly.
I think typically the format, correct me if I'm wrong, come up with a topic and we just sort of bounce back and forth what each of us has researched and found out about, and so we're not overlapping each other. Mm-hmm. But this one, I started researching the other night, And I just got excited. I just started finding all the stuff. It's like, you know what? If they'll let me, I'd like to go in this solo and just get first reactions from you guys.
Yeah.
And see how this goes.
I think it's cool. Good idea.
So, I'm excited.
We're ready.
All right.
I'm just like, okay, what do we got?
Bring our, it on. Our topic for this episode 6 is local ghost stories here in Indiana. There's been quite a few that I grew up knowing about. Here close, you know, just towns away. Two of them. One is in Danville, Indiana. It's called Twin Bridge Road. It's big, and both of these are on the same train track system. So this one, there is a tell ghost story, if you will, about a construction worker named Dan Jones, which is going to send me down another rabbit hole eventually.
Okay.
Because there's connecting Plainfield and Avon.
Right.
Yeah. Is Dan Jones.
Yeah, we have a road called Dan Jones. Road.
Yep. So it's like, who's Dan
Jones? I work off of Dan Jones Road.
Yeah.
That's where the church is off.
Yeah.
Yep.
That I work so at. Like, so,
now that's something else to research.
Nice.
Man, like Dan Jones was working on the bridge during construction of the bridge. And the platform he was working from collapsed. And he fell to his death in the wet concrete. So the other workers, they couldn't fish him out, so they decided to just keep him in the concrete and cast him into the bridge.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's spooky. I know, yeah. Yep.
So think about that.
Yeah.
It's said, and this is the ghost story part of it, it is said if you listen, and you can hear him knocking and screaming from inside the pylon when you go underneath the bridge.
Oh.
And that is funny because that story is so well known that my son, and we've heard it too, when we moved in the area, people told us, so we go under that bridge and it only really room for one car to go under. I mean, say, you know, it's a tight fit, but you go under that and you think about that every single time you go that way. I almost don't go that way just because of that silly story. And, but William, well, he remembers that. He was in a car with his friends riding and they told him that story.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, you think that guy's really in there, Dad? Do you really think, you know, you can hear him? And like, I think that's a legit story and it is, it's spooky.
So let me ask you a question. Is the bridge, is it in Danville or is it the one that's called the Haunted Bridge in Avon? Because
There's two of them.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're talking about both. The Danville. Cause I have not
this,
been.
Yeah. This story. Well, both bridges have that similar story. The Avon one, went with my research, I didn't find that it didn't state Dan Jones was working on it, but it says a worker, a black worker. There's multiple different stories, but it all ends the same way. And while we're on that, I mean, the Avon bridge, it's just east of that bridge, off of what is that, East 625 in Avon, I believe. That one varies as saying when they removed the forms after casting the bridge, an arm or an appendage was visible.
Oh.
So they had to remove it and then they repaired it. And from what is said, every once in a while you'd see red on the concrete and that it would be his blood seeping through the concrete.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but you were talking about the Avon too. See, cause I go under the Avon one multiple times a week, just going back and forth because I work and live in Plainfield, or my day job, but I have one of my, you know, I own a commercial cleaning company and one of my clients is in Danville. So I go under the Avon Haunted Bridge, you know, but when you said, so the Danville is a one lane?
Oh, the Danville one's tight. I think you can fit two.
So that's why I want to
There's normally not much traffic on it. So it's normal, but it's tight.
Is.
Okay. Yep. I have not, I don't know why. I just never been under that one. Okay.
I think the Avon one is more hidden by the trees and stuff. Mm-hmm. They may be relatively the same size, but it seems like the Danville one's bigger.
Because you can go two cars, you know, under. And when you said one car, I just want to make, I've never been. I'll have to check it out. I've never seen it.
Field trip.
And then,
we're going to go to Kentucky, Romania, and then Danville.
And Danville. Yeah. Circle back.
That's cool, though. That's a wacky story.
And then there's another story that went along with the Avon one. I haven't heard this story attached to the one in Danville, but the one in Avon, the one I heard through school growing up was a mother was taking her sick baby to the doctor and walking the tracks at night. and got her foot stuck in one of the railroad ties. Well, as luck has it, train starts coming too. She gets freed, but she's on the bridge, has nowhere to go. Her only option is to jump off the bridge with her child.
Yep.
And there's two versions of it. One is the child died and the mother survived, and the other one is they both died. But the scary part of it is it's said when you go underneath that bridge, you're supposed to honk your horn. Because if you don't honk your horn, you could hear the mother crying and screaming for the child.
For the child. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's the story I grew up
that's
with.
That's heart-wrenching. Okay, yeah,
that's awful.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Can you imagine getting your foot caught and then you're like, do I mean, just got to jump off or do we take a chance of getting plowed?
No, and that,
you know,
yeah.
And nobody wins against a train.
No, I think they're undefeated.
Yeah.
That's my guess. They're undefeated.
I've heard a lot of stories, wow. And I hadn't. And my grandfather was a railroad engineer. He actually died in a railroad engineer accident. My mom was 3 when he died. He was pretty young still, too. But he, so I was actually, that was before I know I had said that in another podcast where I wanted to be a dentist at 12, but before that I wanted to be an engineer, train engineer. That's when I was a little kid, we used to always pretend, my brother and I, we'd pretend to be train engineers. But next door, we had lived next door to a guy that worked on the railroad and he'd done, you know, he was doing dispatch, but he used to be on the engines and he told me so many stories, and I know that I don't even think of those things. They talk about, you know, you can't beat the trains and all that kind of stuff. So obviously those are horrible stories when it takes, I think he said, several miles for the train to fully stop. So you're never, you know, a person or a car or whatever is not going to win. You're going to lose every time, or sometimes the occasional cow or cattle that gets on the tracks. But he told me some off that we may just have to do a whole thing on just that. But some really, not just spooky stories, but real life people committing suicide or
gruesome stories,
or yeah, drunk on the tracks that don't realize.
Yeah, I think
trains
that happened,
those are awful.
In Fortville past 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. And yeah, and with them, it happens more often than you'd like to admit. You know,
it's
it is still a thing. Yeah. So those guys have to have nerves of steel to be on those trains for very long. Cause anyway, my heart goes out to them, but yeah, those are spooky stories too, that are real life.
And we'll let Nate get back to it. Want to say though,
I took that off.
I listened to another,
what I wanted.
That's a track. Yeah.
No, I listened to another, a weekly podcast, local guy. And he's going to be one that I'm going to try to get on our podcast. But he's a local comedian. He's on the Bob and Tom Show.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah. Josh Arnold. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know Josh.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know him, but I know him on Bob and Tom.
So I listen to his podcast. It's funny. Uh-huh. Great. You know, he talks about life stuff and just growing up, and it's pretty cool. And he just mentioned on his podcast, the recent one that he posts, I think, every Tuesday, he was saying you would be surprised about how many cows get plowed by trains. He's like, I know
turned
it's
into hamburger,
awful to think about. He goes, but I guess,
it's a mess. Yeah.
Yeah. And can you, I mean, just, you know, people obviously it'd be worse, but it'd be hard. Cause I'm an animal guy. And I'm like, can't be, you can't get a go. Move.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not,
yeah,
okay.
Please.
Never mind.
Yeah,
there's roadkill. Now there's train kill.
Right.
It's awful. But yeah, that's creepy stuff.
Yeah. These are things that, like I said, I didn't think about a lot until I started hearing these stories. I'm like,
I know.
You can stop telling me these stories now.
Yeah. And then what I found out with a lot of this scary stories of Indiana, they all revolve around a bridge, the majority of them.
Gotcha. It's a lot of haunted
insane
bridges, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and the covered bridges, too.
Well, that's exactly what I'm getting to, is Edna Collins Bridge.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of it?
Edna Collins Bridge.
Edna Collins. I've heard of it, but I don't know
it's
a lot of
it. It's over in Putnam County, over in Greencastle. It was built in 1922. So relatively recent as far as a covered bridge, I guess.
So almost 100 years, but still, yeah. That's
And the story that goes with that one is Edna, her parents would drop her off at the bridge, and she'd go down to the creek or to the river with her dog and play. They'd run into town, do chores, whatever they need to go do. And when they'd come back, they'd stop on the bridge, inside the covered bridge, and honk 3 times. Well, then they'd let her know, hey, we're here, let's go, time to go. So she'd come up, get in the car, and they go home. And, you know, I mean, they've done this for numerous times and always same result, comes back up to the car, and they go home. Except for the last time. They honked three times, and she never appeared. So they did a search, found her, I can't remember, like a mile, 2 miles downriver, drowned. So after that, the legend is, if you go to the bridge and stop on the bridge and honk three times, a little girl, ghost girl, will show up and try to get in your vehicle. Oh. And some have found handprints on the outside of the vehicle once they get home.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's
talk about creepy.
That is creepy. Super creepy. Yeah. I was, when you said a little girl, and I'm like, already.
Oh, yeah. I got it going.
Now,
too,
I think, I thought I heard, I've read a few accounts of she actually getting in the vehicle with them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even creepier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, see, we could try that.
A scene from Ghostbusters or something.
So you honk three times.
Stop on the bridge, honk three times, and she appears and walks to the vehicle and tries to get in.
I mean, think about that. Like, what if it happened?
Yeah.
Just think about it.
Well, and the thing is, one of the sites that I was researching is one guy posted on there said, yeah, me and my buddy did that, and there's handprints all over his truck when we got back.
I was like, we've got to do it.
He's like, it's real.
That's it.
It's real.
What are you doing tomorrow night? No,
we're doing it.
What are we going to do after this?
Yeah. Don't tell our wives. Oh, oops, they already know.
Record three episodes.
Road trip.
Go get some ghost girl to put her hands on her windows.
It was a ghost, I swear.
That is really creepy. That's really
creepy. That has got
a huge
creep
factor. And
when
you said 1922
was when it was built. So, I mean,
okay, so when the bridge was built.
Yeah, and then, I mean,
that's pretty recent. I mean, you know, it's 100 years ago, but still, it's not 1822 or 1722.
Yeah, yeah.
That gives me the chills.
And it's not that far from us. So.
No, I know.
No, half hour drive.
Yeah,
maybe.
If that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
That Putnam Shocker. County, I have to say the Putnam County is where Jenna's born. She's from Putnam County.
Oh, is she?
So, yeah.
Well, and my sister and her family, they live in Greencastle. They live, minutes from the campus of DePaul University.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I've heard of the bridge, just not the whole lore or legend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool.
So, yeah, then Shocker, it's another bridge.
It's a bridge. It's a bridge.
Local bridge story.
Now, this one's called Hell's Gate.
Ooh, that's good. Oh, that's like hellhole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything with hell, you're like, oh.
This is good.
Yeah.
How can it be bad?
This is in Brazil, Indiana. Oh. So still
again,
quite
on the west,
close.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's two stories associated to this. Now, also, with it being Hell's Gate, there's said to be 7 Hell's Gates in the Wabash Valley area, all out in the countryside. This is one of them. I didn't see where any other ones were at or located or if they've been found, but that's what it said, is there's 7. First legend is years ago, a train derailed and many people died as a result right there at that bridge site. So if you go there at night and wait around, there's a guard that watched over the gate. After 30 minutes, he appears under the bridge. He is 7 foot tall and starts chasing you.
Oh, man.
Now, that is trippy.
There is, yeah.
That's sitting there in your vehicle, and all of a sudden, this figure appears. And this bridge, it's a single-lane tunnel. I mean, all you can get in there is one vehicle, one direction. Because there's pictures online if you want to look them up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
And
I've never heard of this one at all.
I haven't either.
Is it too late to make this topic about Care Bears? Because wasn't that our...
Care Bears.
I'm not sleeping tonight.
That one is real trippy.
Yeah. That is, yeah.
And that's only the first...
And what'd you say? 7 feet?
7 foot tall.
Ooh, I'm still on the fact that there's 7 Hell's Gates.
So it could be like a shadow figure, possibly.
A shadow figure, yes. Oh,
encompassing another type of entity. Or,
I mean,
who knows?
Very well be Demon. The Hat Man.
Reference shadow people.
Demon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is really weird. Really weird. Again, Brazil, again, we live in Plainfield, Indiana, half hour west of downtown Indy. And Brazil, what is it, about maybe half hour, 45 minutes west of here?
30 to 40 minutes west of here, yeah.
Kind of between us and Terre Haute.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So, see, we have some really good local.
Jenna had some grandparents
legends.
There.
Do what?
Jenna's grandparents were there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay.
And then the second lore is when you approach the tunnel of the bridge, flash your lights three times, drive through it, turn around, come back, stop halfway through, and just sit there, turn off your car. You sit for about 10 minutes or so, and it is the tunnel is riddled with graffiti and, you know, satanic markers and that kind of stuff, because that's what people do. And it's said that the graffiti will start glowing, and then blood will start running down the walls.
Ooh, what?
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Todd's making so many notes over there.
I know, like, I am. I'm right. I don't even care if it doesn't happen. Just thinking about it.
Yeah,
if
just it thinking happen, about it. It's like, it just sends chills up your spine.
So I was waiting for the Headless Horseman, but this is way worse than the Headless Horseman.
Now, see, but what you said, you drive through it.
Turn around. And come back and stop.
Yeah, see, going through it is bad enough. So, but now you've got to turn around, come back. I mean, you're extending the...
The
creepiness.
10 minutes of waiting for that.
Yeah, and then you got to wait 10 minutes. Yeah,
in order to get that, I mean, it's Hell's Gate. So is it transporting you through the portal, and then you're coming back?
Hmm. Yeah, right.
How does that work? Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. Since you're going through, coming back. Yeah, and then you got to sit and wait for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Ugh. That one. Yeah, I'd have to think about that one.
Then
again, it's the potential of what could happen.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
You're playing with forces you have no
exactly.
idea.
Right. And I believe in those forces. And
yeah.
Right.
We know about.
You get online and see the pictures, and it turns up the creepiness just a little bit more. Yeah.
Oh, I'm Googling as you tell me. I just want to see it.
Yeah, we're going to pass this around.
Never heard of that one, though. That's
I haven't either.
Now, we touched briefly on the French Lick Springs Hotel,
I believe, earlier.
Yep, we did.
And there are a couple that live there. The French Lick Springs Hotel, obviously, is in French Lick, Indiana, built in 1845. Very old.
That's a long time ago.
Now, my wife's family has been going down there ever since she was little, so I'm very familiar with French Lick. I personally haven't encountered anything down there, but there are sometimes some creepy spots going through the old building and everything. And when we're down there is before they've renovated it, put the casino in there. I mean, we still go down there. We're going down there next week. But some parts were really run down back when my wife was going, and then when I started going too. And yeah, I mean, there's a few spots where you just get that little creepy feeling, you know, go down the hallway and you're like, you think you're in The Shining.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Where's the twin girls?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Retro.
Right. When's the blood going to come out of the elevator
and
go down the hallway?
Ooh.
But anyhow, the original owner is Thomas Taggart. Yep. And it's said that after he passed away that he never really left the hotel. So he died in 1916. Wow. And any paranormal activity that staff has ever witnessed there, they always blame it on Taggart because he's never left.
Yeah.
And so many spot him near the service elevator. You get the smell of pipe tobacco, and sometimes you witness seeing his ghost. And it's also rumored that he uses the elevator when the hotel is busy. Can you imagine standing in the hotel or in the elevator? You look over your shoulder, you're like, who's that? You know,
he didn't get out of here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Where'd you come from? Where'd you go?
Yeah. Or,
yeah. Sir?
You're not from around here, are you?
Yeah. Right. Really not from around here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the cigar smell would be, if you can really, that's a sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you smell that.
You smell that, and you're like, nobody's smoking.
Yeah.
Creepy, creepy.
And then the other claim there is, I missed this one. Some have claimed seeing him riding down the hallway on a horse.
Oh, man.
Gosh. Down the hallway?
Down the hallway.
On a horse.
On a horse, yes.
Okay. That'd be something to see, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah, that'd be impressive.
No, no. That would, yeah, ghost or not, or yeah, whatever. It would be
I have to ask, weird, any kind of sound recording or any video of any of that kind of stuff? Because
not
would,
to my
I'm
recollection.
I'm sure that nobody would be like, yeah, oh, here, I better.
Because, I mean, it's an active hotel. It always has been. I think there might have been a slight period where it wasn't. But, yeah, I mean, you got guests in there constantly. Gosh. So I don't think they'd shut it down to do a paranormal.
Oh, yeah, right, sure.
Inspection of it, you know.
But they do see this horse, him on the horse, yeah, or are they hearing it?
That's what people claim.
Okay, yeah, so they're viewing it. That would be really weird.
Hear something in the hallway, and they look, open the door and look, and they
see some guy
on his horse.
Or we're riding down the hallway. Like, watching some of those videos of people doing the paranormal activity and looking into it, you know, some part of me, when they catch things, I always think, I want to believe them. I know they're doing this, you know. Yeah, we want to believe people are not telling lies or somebody in the background doing something weird or somebody that runs the place is doing it. So there is that part of me that thinks that. But I always leave open those possibilities because Jen and I think I told you this story the other day. Jen and I, we were taking the kids down to Florida, and we had gotten stuck in Atlanta traffic before. And it's awful. I mean,
that's
multiple. That's a horror story in itself. Oh. So we had decided, she was driving, it's 3:30 in the morning, we were going through Atlanta, not a car in sight, or very few anyway. And it was great. Kids were asleep. We were making good time. We weren't worrying about not, you know, sleeping and all that stuff. And we were just talking. We were talking really softly, and we had the radio on, just real low. And we were talking, and all of a sudden, it was the weirdest thing. And Jenna, the other night, she's like, yeah, I can't explain it, but it was this whoosh came through the car, like this energy. And it was just like the radio went weird. It was like, and it just felt like something passed through the car. And she goes, what in the world was, I don't think she said world, but what was that? And I'm like, well, we are in Atlanta. This, you know, there's Civil War. There's all kind of history in this city. Who knows what that was? But that sure, I said, I've never really had something whoosh through a car like that. But that definitely felt like something not of this world. And she goes, let's never do this again. I was like, sounds good. But it was creepy. It is something that.
It does sound creepy.
Yeah.
Now, not
perfect
too
for this podcast.
Poo-poo on it, but like moonroof, sunroof, windows down, up. I mean, maybe.
Let me think. It was our last van we had. We had, let's see, did we have a sunroof? Or not a sunroof. I don't think we had any kind of a sunroof on that one. We do on the other one. That's why I got to stop and think.
Yeah.
I don't think so. And like our radios never, we had that car for years and years.
Well, yeah,
it never
right.
did
the
any
radio
weird stuff
kind of
like
acted
that. It went kind of, but I mean, you could, and I thought, static. I tried to tell, you know, think, well, maybe we hit some kind of weird frequency radio station, but it was beyond that sound. It was this like, we didn't see anything. There was nothing like visual, but it's just this feeling that like swept through us. Kids were all asleep, so they couldn't.
They didn't wake up.
They didn't wake up or anything.
They're just out and about.
We just kept going like. She didn't want to talk about it. She was just kind of like, let's keep going. That was creepy, you know.
That is so creepy. Pedal to the metal.
Exactly. Get out of Atlanta.
Well, I'm thinking, even though, I mean, maybe the side windows, but I've got my last two or three cars have a moonroof, and even the Firebird has T-tops. Yeah. I've never felt a whoosh, you know, like, I mean.
It did. I think it had a moonroof to think about it.
I was just wondering if I, you know. That's creepy, though. And for your radio to go.
To go weird at all at the same time. Yeah. Because, but I mean, she looked at me and she's like, what was, I told her, I'm like, I'm glad you're driving. I would have probably just lost it a little bit.
I mean, that's creepy. Not as creepy as seeing a guy riding on a horse down the hallway in a hotel.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm open
that's
to
stuff,
the fact that people do see these things.
That's good stuff.
That gets your attention.
Yeah. I guess he hasn't left. Mr. Taggart.
The second claim at French Lick Springs Hotel is a former bellhop lingering around.
Oh.
Now, this one is what creeped me out.
Uh-oh.
Many think it's a current employee, helps them with their bags, takes them to the room and everything, and they start walking around the hotel. And if you've ever been there, there's pictures everywhere of old pictures of the hotel. There's a section of the hotel that caught fire and burnt down at one time. They rebuilt it. They've added on. There's just pictures everywhere. Every famous person that's ever been there, their pictures up on the wall. Really cool. A lot of these people, though, they'd start walking through looking at these pictures, and upon inspection, there's the bellhop
yep.
in the picture.
Oh,
it's a guy that helped us with our bags.
I didn't see that coming.
They go up to the office, say, where's the bellhop? And they're like, well, what are you talking about? It's like, well, the bellhop just helped me. Where is he? I'd like to see him. And they're like, there's no bellhop on the schedule today. There's no bellhops.
That one, but he's in the picture.
But he's in the old pictures.
Yeah, pictures.
You know, staff pictures and that kind of stuff. Yeah, you can pick them out.
Oh, man, I like that story. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna stay at the French Lick Hotel.
That's right.
And then now they've renovated and opened West Baden. It's been open quite a few years now. And that's where we're going to stay when we go down there next week.
Right. So look out for the bellhop.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see any ghost stories or hauntings of any sort at West Baden.
Okay, I was going to ask you if you had any stories.
Put it past. I mean, it's just as old. They're more or less contending hotels. Mm-hmm. And West Baden was, until the Astrodome was built, it was the biggest freestanding dome building in the world.
Oh, wow.
Until
really?
The Astrodome was
built. Interesting.
Sure. Yeah. And that's a pretty amazing building.
But they need they need a bellhop that's a ghost, too, to compete.
Yeah. So, well, I'm sure there's a lot of crazy stuff there.
They probably do, yeah.
Because West Baden, I mean, it originally was a hotel. Then it was turned into a monk sanctuary or whatever. Then it turned into a university for a time. Then one of the towers collapsed, so they shut it down or something. I don't know all the timeline history of it, but before they renovated it, you used to be able to take tours of it when it was all, they only had like the lobby and one room put together, and the rest of it was just plaster walls peeling off and piles of rubble, and is just in disarray. And now it's all immaculate again.
Well, I pulled up a picture, and it's beautiful on the outside. Oh, yeah. And it's got the dome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a
beautiful,
wonderful,
yeah,
wonderful
hotel. I've never heard of it. I just heard of the
when you're coming in from the north, from Indianapolis, you got to drive through West Baden to get French Lick. But they're right there. They have a trolley that goes in between them. And they used to have a trolley a long, long time ago, but they have one up and operational again.
It's beautiful.
So you can, like, we're going to stay at West Baden, but you get the amenities of both hotels.
Nice.
So you can just jump on that trolley and go
back
over
and forth.
Yeah.
In between.
And it said that, I believe the Rat Pack used to go there and hang out. There's a tunnel, supposedly, between West Baden and French Lick. If the cops were raiding one of them, the mobsters would go to the other one.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of history there. It's really cool.
I love
cool.
the Rat Pack. We have a picture up there in our little studio Rat Pack. So yeah. I love Rat Pack.
That's
cool.
A lot of cool stuff down there.
I've had
neat little town.
1901. It was built in 1901.
Oh, wow.
That's a long time ago.
Where I work, a lot of people have recommended, like, you've got to go down there sometime, and I've never been. So
I know.
I mean, they have a casino, but I don't gamble. But
so West Baden does as well?
No, just French Lick.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. That is beautiful. And I mean, the outside's awesome.
Oh, yeah, the inside
that showed that dome picture of the...
Yeah.
I don't know what they call it. I was showing Sean. It looks like it's the dome part, just the inside part. Maybe it's a grand dining hall or something. I don't know.
It's just a common area.
There you go. Like,
There's an original fireplace in one spot. A bar and just seating and lounges. And
okay, gotcha.
They got like a table set up with like Monopoly and...
Oh, fun.
You can sit checkers, go down there and just hang out.
That's really cool.
I like the idea that you can go back and forth between the hotels.
Yeah,
and
really
you have access to both amenities, yeah.
And then French Lick Springs Hotel has bowling alley and an arcade.
Right,
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Nice. Yeah, I like that one.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
He's getting better. Like every story is topping, the previous.
It was engineered this way.
Now you're the engineer.
Nate's just not winning. He's got his strategy. Cool.
Because now we're to the big one. This is the one that just like I was so just excited when I started reading this. Because I mean, I read the name of the place and I'm just like, okay, haunted house. Yeah, there's one everywhere, you know.
I'm ready.
And this is Whispers Estate. I've never heard of it. It just came up. I looked up, you know, top haunted scary stories of Indiana. And yeah, this is in Mitchell, Indiana, which, funny enough, from up here by Indy to go down to French Lick, you got to drive through Mitchell.
Through Mitchell. Mm-hmm.
So,
and Mitchell. And I have heard of Whispers Estate or whatever.
Have you?
Yeah. But yeah, go ahead and
I've never heard of
tell
it.
Us.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Just recently, so it's not like I know all about it. I just, okay. I've heard of it. I know, and I've heard of Mitchell, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, this building, this house was built 1894 and said to be the fourth most terrifying place in America.
Hmm.
So saying I read
a lot
that. Right,
that's saying a lot.
Our yeah. backyard, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that was on TripAdvisor.
Hmm.
And I can't remember exactly. It may be up for sale. I don't know why you want to buy it, but...
I'm out.
Well, we could go in together. And
you're going for Buffalo Bill's house, right?
That's right. That's I would love to. Anyway, go ahead. Yes.
So, okay. In 1899, Dr. John Gibbons and his wife, I believe Jessie, purchased the house from the original owners. He is a practicing physician, 26 years, and his office and place of work was there at the home, one of the rooms. They were known to adopt abandoned and orphaned children. One of the children, her name was Rachel, 10 years old. She started a fire in the front parlor and suffered severe burns. She died 2 days later in one of the upstairs bedrooms. It is said, because you can do ghost tours and rent it to do your own investigations. A lot of these places are like that. You can still hear her and sometimes running around the house to this day. You can hear giggling and laughing and making little footsteps through the house.
Yeah, and the footsteps of an adult-type ghost or spirit would be creepy, but knowing it's a little kid,
yeah.
I think that kind of adds to the
creep factor, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the giggling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it only steps up from here.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So now they had a 10-month-old, Elizabeth. She died in the master room because more than likely she stayed in the bassinet in the room, you know. Unknown causes. They don't know why she passed away, but she did. And they said if you go into the master bedroom, sometimes you can smell baby powder and hear her crying.
Hmm.
So that'd be quite weird walking to the room.
Unsettling, right?
Get hit in the nose with baby powder.
Baby powder, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another sensory, you know, you're not just hearing it or seeing it, but now you're smelling something.
Yeah.
Could be.
Wow. So then, also, Dr. John's wife, Jessie, she passed away in the master. She had double pneumonia. And guests sleeping in that room, if you choose so, often wake up labored breathing and coughing. Some report feeling someone sitting on their chest.
That doesn't sound good.
And also, on top of all that...
He's not done yet.
Yeah, we're not done.
I'm getting flashbacks from the shadow people again.
Yeah, that's seriously. What I said. This is going to touch
all
back.
Ties together, yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Most common is while you're in the master bedroom... the closet door knob starts jiggling.
Mm.
And after a little bit, it opens.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And you can go and shut it, so they say, and it'll start jiggling again, pop open and again.
Open again.
It'll just keep doing it as long as you want to do it. It'll keep going.
A little ghost game we play.
Yeah.
So they're going to say, hey, we can do this all night.
Yeah. Who's going to give up?
Keep closing it and we'll open it. Yeah, that's... Oh, yeah.
A lot of sensory things going on.
Yeah.
Now, from there, other owners. There is an older man that died upstairs, and a young boy that died from falling down the front staircase. Didn't really go into depth of if you'd see them or they'd do any scary things, but it just adds to more deaths in the building.
Right.
It's named Whisper Estates due to the guest hearing disembodied voices whispering in their ears.
Oh.
So as you're walking around, you start hearing whispers out of nowhere. Just, I don't know what they say.
Hence the Whispers Estate.
Yep.
Creep a deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the coughing thing going back. Oh, yeah. That sounds
feeling her double pneumonia.
Yeah. You wake up and you can't breathe. You're coughing. Oh, yeah. Mm.
That just makes so many questions. Like, what in the world is going on? You know?
Mm-hmm. I know. It doesn't sound like you're safe in any area in that house whatsoever, whether it's a little kid or a coughing. Ugh. Mm.
Now there are, in addition to all this, 4 graves in the backyard, plus a pit grave.
You can stay out there.
Pit grave?
Spend the night out there.
It's said to have amputated limbs, internal organs, aborted fetuses, and so on.
Oh, that's awful.
So more than likely, it was the doctor's, whatever he was doing procedure-wise, and what do I do with this? I don't know. Throw it in the hole.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, that's just gross.
Underground
beer guns or anything, too. But gross. Oh, awful to think.
Just adds to the bad juju of,
of the whole
property.
Place. Yeah.
Oh. And then this is...
this is the makings of a good video game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Now, this is what really got the hair standing when I was reading about all this. Reportedly, there is a portal or vortex running through the house. It goes from the front parlor room to the third floor, the attic. If brave enough to stay on the third floor, if you choose to go there and stay the night, it is reported that you have horrible nightmares while you're sleeping, and then you'll hear something trying to get in the room and the door handle jiggling.
Oh my gosh.
Not the way I'd want to wake up.
And it's the attic?
It's the
very top?
Yeah, yeah.
There was a game called Alone in the Dark. Did you ever play that when you were younger?
I believe so, like, yeah.
90s, we're talking, but it was. Now you look at it, it looks kind of silly, but the idea of it, your car breaks down and you end up in this house and you're locked in. And if you try to go out the front door, you get sucked into this dimensional portal. Mm. So you have to go through and figure out all these clues and collect all this stuff. Mm. And you find a talisman and there's all this like satanic stuff going on, but it is really creepy. Like, and you play it. If you play it alone in the dark, it's even creepier. Mm-hmm. But it's still, you can watch it on, I've watched it on YouTube and seen like the gameplay and stuff. But I used to watch, my brother used to play it and he never wanted to do it alone. And I didn't want to do it alone. So we'd kind of like creep each other out, but watch it, you know. But I remember that. That's what that makes me think of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that alone. I mean, I'd have to have somebody with me to stay up in that type of.
No, I wouldn't be sleeping. There's no way.
No, I couldn't sleep. No way. I mean, your mind would just be scaring the crap out of you.
I think it's the Blair House out in Bel Air, I believe, out in California, and it's supposed to be one of the most haunted houses. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of it, but I think there's several vortices or whatever you're supposedly that are. It's very haunted too, and that creeps me out big time.
Oh yeah, and then getting back to shadow people and stuff, they say that some folks. See a sighting, they call it Big Black, a shadow not from this world. And then some women say that they hear Dr. Gibbons whisper in their ears and sometimes grab and grope them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Now you're talking things.
Creepy
again.
And
so now
creepy.
You're not hearing, you're not seeing, creepster, you're not smelling, creepy, you're, yeah. or, you know, you're feeling and getting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, poor women.
And then while you're exploring the house, you can smell scents of baby powder, cologne, cigars, rancid meat, dirty medical bandages.
Oh. Mm.
So, yeah.
That's awful.
You're getting to Todd.
There's your rancid meat, Sean.
Yeah. I know. I still have a little bit of that taste. Darn COVID.
You just laugh at the ghost. I already smell it, so don't worry about it.
This is,
yeah.
Bring it on.
Nothing like COVID.
You're not scaring me.
Yeah. I've survived it.
I smelled smoke and metal for a day. That was mine. The metal and
yeah.
like shape like a
I smell that every day.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, yeah.
That's well, your job. Yeah.
My job.
But I wasn't getting paid. So. Yeah. But it was after my COVID. Oh, can you imagine? Well, see, so knowing that, I can't get my wife to go because I'll just have to go.
No.
Oh, honey, I didn't know anything about the groping. I had no idea.
Why is this handle jiggling?
Yeah. Was that you?
This is all set up, isn't
it? Sure. It was me. Oh, my gosh. Awful. That's creepy.
I'm not even worried about that. I'm just worried about being able to sleep tonight.
Yeah. So Mitchell, Indiana, and I've heard of it. And I heard of this house. I just didn't know all the lore. I knew that it was a doctor's house or something. I knew. I think I don't remember knowing the little girl, but I knew there was a fire.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know any of the other stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know where. So Mitchell's on the way to Terre Haute.
Down to French Lick.
Or French Lick. Yeah. French Lick. Yeah. South. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know where it was located. Okay. Man.
Yeah.
A lot of good between Danville and French Lick. And
I knew there's a lot Mitchell. Of places in Indiana, but that's
Brazil.
Mm-hmm. And there's more too.
Oh, yeah. There's more. Endless. I mean, that's where my list ends. But, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like every topic, I mean, you can go on and on and on and on.
That means we're going to be doing this again, though. That just means we're going to be adding.
Well, that's a really good radius of creepy stuff.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, not very far from each other and not far from where we live.
All these are within travel distance easy for all of us. So, yeah, it's
day trip, overnight trip.
Yeah.
I'm still cracking up.
You want to do the bridge?
Yeah, after this, I already told my wife, hey, we're going to head to the bridge in Danville. I looked it up, by the way. I definitely didn't know about this. It is covered with graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's definitely a one-lane bridge. I mean, there's no way you can get to motorcycle. Well, maybe motorcycles, but
yeah, all you see is like two ruts.
Yeah.
Car tires.
So,
I mean, that's as wide as it is.
So I definitely had no idea what this thing looked like. Really creepy, really scary. Just by the...
I want to see it.
So check this out. And I know for our listeners. I'm showing Sean right now.
Super creepy.
There's the picture.
You got to look it up. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So guys, look up. What is it? Hell's Gate?
Yeah. Hell's Gate. Brazil, Indiana.
Brazil, Indiana. And you will see this one-lane bridge. It's literally
aptly
one-lane.
Named,
and it is covered on the inside, on the outside part as well. In this picture I'm looking at, it's got, you know, it's just wet and cruddy looking, just nasty. And
dank.
That's dirt. During the day.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing this at night and having to go through it, come back around or whatever, all the other different things you have to do.
Or try to go through it to do the one story and then big black figure shows up.
Oh, yeah, right. Ugh! The big 7-foot.
What do I do? What do I do?
Oh, man. Let's have to take Elijah's dart gun or his or his Nerf bullet gun.
You need a proton pack.
These
super,
are great
super
stories.
Soaker
they
with
are really
holy water.
Nate, you outdid yourself on these.
Really. Yeah, I might have to go to work tomorrow and load them up with holy water. go to our mister and he can bless the super soakers.
These
what are you doing those, Todd? Nothing.
Nothing. Just, extracurricular.
Yeah, we're just doing a study. We're doing... Wow, those are great. These,
yeah,
thank you
very much. Very, very. Yeah. See, and I like that because we had no idea, guys, that he just said, you know, he's got some stories, and how about I read them and get our reaction? So, so we had no idea. We had
successful in getting us creeped out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're already middle-aged, and now we're really creeped out.
Yeah, those are awesome.
I enjoyed
and they're
doing
local.
That.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
That was a great idea to do that. Yeah, I don't know really any. I mean, they were all great. They kept ramping up.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell. I'm like, okay. He's like, well, that's not it.
Wait, I got to the Whispering Estates.
Yeah.
And
Whispering Estates.
I got French Lick to do. And I was like,
the Hell's Gate's pretty
cool.
Though.
Last.
Yeah, the Hell's Gate.
Yeah.
I like them all.
The Hell's Gate and the Whispering Estates. That to me gets me the most.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, that doctor, if that's what he did, throwing body parts or.
I mean, that's only my speculation.
That's,
I mean,
that's awful just to think about it. That, you know, that makes take the think, paranormal aspect out of it.
I know we don't want to talk about too much, but the H.H. Holmes, that makes me think of a little like a miniature version of that, which that's something we want to talk about down the road. But
we're going to bring that to you guys. But
that's
disgusting.
That's like a
and
mini
it's
version
sad.
Of
it's
that.
Sad.
But it's sad. Yeah, it is.
You know, and I've heard, listening, you know, I know Nate said he's just now a podcast listener, but I've been listening to podcasts for 4.5 years, and I've listened to some gruesome, whether it's about serial killers or
crime's rough,
or just you know, some dude killed somebody and they how they bury him and just but they're chopping. Oh, I mean, it's just awful, and that really happened. It's just a disgusting, gross, sad, very.
I mean, sad. It's sad that it happens, but just to have that mental state to be able to do that act.
Yeah.
I mean, that just,
that's what's most disturbing, right?
Well, you get these, not to get off on a different, totally different tangent, but these, I mean, I can't imagine killing anybody just to kill them for enjoyment, but you got these killers. Okay. They kill somebody. Well, okay. They kill them and they leave them. But the step above that is to dismember them or mutilate them and then, seriously? I mean, the killing part's bad enough, but then how do you, in your mind, to, that's why, not that I have the smarts to be a doctor, but that's why I couldn't be a doctor. I could not do
like
that at
my
all.
My wife, she likes watching those like dating online weekend shows and all that kind of stuff. And one of the ones that recently that we watch is like, this girl got stabbed like 76 times. It's like, really?
Right. How can you?
Why that many times? I mean, that's insane.
Yeah. No, it really is insane. You're
dealing with a very sick individual, obviously.
But they have to see past what they're doing. It's the only way I can think, because I would not want the feeling and the sensation of putting a knife in somebody once,
just
let alone 76 times.
So much anger in that.
Yeah. Well, they say that a lot of that, those killings are personal.
Yeah.
The stabbing, because you're up close. Yeah. You really want to make a statement. Oh, man. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
We drove this off in a dark alley, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
My gosh, Nate's really started.
Thanks a lot, Nate. creep. On a lighter note. No.
Yeah.
Again, Care Bears was our backup, and then we ran over the Care Bear.
Yeah.
I am really excited for the listeners to listen to this episode they're local, and we live close to these creepy places, and they're creepy.
This is not one. My son said he and his buddy were practicing baseball and listened to our podcast. This may not be one that he wants to have, maybe with a warning.
Yeah. Well, I think we haven't had that yet, but I think at some point we might say, hey,
this is,
might not be for everybody, but try to keep it not so grotesque or gory, but
I think we did okay.
If it calls for it, or it's part of the story,
it's fun.
Not like we're just making it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a,
facts are facts, unfortunately.
Yeah. Life is rough some days.
Well, I like that because Sean and I had no idea. We knew what the topic was going to be, and that's as far as we knew. We had no idea what story, so we couldn't be prepared at all. Excuse me, I'm burping the mic. but, getting our reaction and listening to these stories, and I maybe knew 10% of whatever five or six stories combined, or maybe I heard of the places and that's it.
Well, I mean, that's what I was trying for is like, I mean, I was giving myself
something
chills and stand up hair and everything going through all this stuff the other night. And I was like,
I only know about the funny bridges.
I want
so
you guys to have that same reaction.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's different if you've read it and you're like, oh yeah, I did research on that. Yeah, I know what that story is. Well then the scary, nervy feeling is gone. I mean, you know the story.
I could tell when he goes, hey, do you think I could, I could read it and get your honest reaction? Because I was like, hey, okay, let us know what the stories are so we can do our research. And when you propose that, that you wanted to read it without us knowing what you're going to talk about, I'm like, I like that even better.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's cool. That's a very, so good job.
I'm going to slide into bed with Jenna and I'm going to say, hold me. Why?
Oh, boy.
Just listen to our episode and you'll know.
Oh, boy. I tell you. Now I'll do the same
thing. I need to be held. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My wife's working tonight. I guess I'll just cuddle up to the dog.
To the dog, yeah. Sam's got you.
They don't talk back either.
Yeah. Sorry, honey.
No, well, thanks, Nate. Anything else you want to add, Sean, or anything else, Nate, before we get to the announcement?
I don't think so. I think that was packed.
Excellent.
So I like it.
Excellent. Great job. And, Nate, you did awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you for that. That was awesome.
Good stories. So, Sean, I'm going to turn over you now. You do your thing.
I get to take us home. Okay. So we come back off the dark path that we've been on, and we got to shake all that stuff off. So I've got something that's fairly simplistic to take us there. And just, I know we say this every single episode, but I want to keep hitting it home that we're a community. We're here to help you guys through the rough spots. This is a lot of fun for us. We've actually had a lot of fun on this last episode. But we want to make sure that you guys know that we're here, not just for that, but we're here as a community to support, from the emotional standpoint, psychological standpoint, spiritual standpoint, whatever you guys need out there, just to know that you're not alone. So we definitely, this is our way of giving back and being able to be there for you guys. It's hard for us. It's hard for everybody out there. So it's really good to be able to come here, share stories, to hear from you guys, get your feedback, and to be supported. We just love it. Honestly, I'm really enjoying it. I think we can all say that. We've been saying it, but I don't think we can say it enough. Nope. So with that in mind, I actually have this as a bookmark. A girl I work with, I won't name her name, but she is one of my old friends now. She takes care of me like a work mom. And she gave me this one day. She said, oh, this made me think of you. It's kind of an old bookmark, but it's called Take Time. So it says, take time to think. It is the source of power. Take time to play. It is the secret of perpetual youth. Take time to read. It is the fountain of wisdom. Take time to pray. It is the greatest power on earth. Take time to love and be loved. It is a God-given privilege. Take time to be friendly. It is the road to happiness. Take time to laugh. It is the music of the soul. Take time to give. It is too short a day to be selfish. Take time to work. It is the price of success. Take time to do charity. It is the key to heaven.
Love it.
I like that one.
I thought that was simple, but it's I read this every once in a while.
Words to live by right there.
Man. Yeah, really cool.
I've enjoyed every one you've said or read. You know, I think that's my favorite one.
Is it? Yeah.
Because time to me, and probably you guys too, and probably everybody out there, but I don't have enough of it. So time is a big, big deal to me because I work a lot, and you guys work a lot too. But I have a day job, full-time day job, and I own my business, and I'm away from home, and I'm always thinking, how am I going to have time to do whatever it is, the simplest task, or get this done, or get that done? I stress, and I need to take time. I need to somehow do that. And just, you know, like I said, take time to pray, take time to do good, take time to whatever.
I love that one. I know we've been talking about, but it's, I think the time that we're creating for each other and ourselves and for this podcast is really cool too, because it's so easy to say, oh, I've got too much to do. My family's pulling me this way. I've got friends. I got to do this. And the fact that we're doing this though is really neat, and that we're allowing people to understand that, like, you know, take a leap of faith and try something new and do something. You're never too old to try something different. And we're all living proof of that.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing.
It is. And to me, something that recently I loved when I was a kid, I loved Saturday mornings. Saturday mornings were my thing.
Oh yeah.
And when I think back on my childhood, I didn't have a horrible childhood. I had a lot, you know, everybody's got good, bad, and indifferent.
Sure.
But when I really think back on the good times, and my wife always tries to get me to think about the good times. So I think about my brother and sister and I on Saturday mornings building pillow forts and cushions and watching cartoons until we couldn't stand it and eating the sugariest cereals. Some of the Saturday mornings just felt like they went forever, especially in the summer. Summer days go forever. So nowadays when I think, I couldn't wait to be an adult. I thought I want to grow up so fast. And so I rushed through my childhood to some degree. But nowadays I think, how do I capture that magic of a Saturday morning? And so there, I think about that, a Saturday morning feel, and these podcasts doing them. I mean, we're not doing them on Saturday morning, but it's like a Saturday morning for me. This feels like that magic. And when I listen to podcasts that I really enjoy, you know, one of the horror podcasts or Joe Rogan, I love Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I feel that comfortable where I'm just like, I don't ever want this to end. I don't want this moment to end. And that to me is about bringing yourself as close to you can into the present moment. And it's such a simple thing, but it is, it's like little pieces of magic that you can create.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Saturday mornings were magical, man.
I love Saturday morning cartoons.
The great cartoon selection nowadays is just Saturday mornings are not what they were when we were young.
Do they even have like a typical Saturday morning?
There's a great Facebook. It's called Saturday Morning Cartoons, and it's just a simple thing, but I love having my page full of that kind of stuff.
There was something about getting up early in the morning, getting my cereal. I'm still in my pajamas. Go to the living room, and I'm just eating my whatever it is, you know, Lucky Charms, Fruity Pebbles, watching the Saturday morning cartoons and just no worries at all. It was great.
I mean, normally my parents would sleep in, but sometimes my dad would let my mom sleep in and he'd come down and in his pajamas and watch cartoons with us. I do remember that too. And that's pretty cool.
And you know, thinking that my mom, I get this from my mom cause she loved to sleep in. She still does, but she has a hard time sleeping. And so she gets to bed at a certain time, but then she might lay there forever. It's what it is. But she did like to sleep in, and so my dad always got up early, you know, and get his, you know, he wasn't a coffee drinker, but he'd get his hot tea or whatever, and then, you know, get the newspaper, get back in his favorite chair or the couch, you know, and then here I come out of the bedroom. And it was just neat. Just thinking about that, too. Like, I have my dad behind me, and he's reading the paper, and I've got the Saturday cartoons on. I'm eating my cereal. Like, yeah, just that was it, man. It was it.
Push button receiver.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Seriously.
You guys want to hear I know we got to end this here pretty soon, but, you want to hear something it's a little creepy, but it's a little bit comforting too.
We don't do creepy here.
We do creepy here and we do comforting.
Sean's like,
I'm not to take us too long of a story, but I know Nate has told us that he has dealt with migraines. I dealt with, I had a car accident early 2000s. Didn't think much about it until I started having migraines in 2005. I had migraines for about 11 years, and some of the things that I still have, some of those I haven't had them. Chiropractor is one person that I can shout out to, Dr. Jackson. I don't think he'd mind me saying that, Brian Jackson. He's amazing, local here in Plainfield, Plainfield Family Chiropractics. He does amazing work. In 2016, he's actually one of our members too, by the way. Mm-hmm. He basically saved my life back in 2016, and that I credit my wife for getting me to do that. And if anybody has questions about that, I will rave to no end. I didn't used to think that would be something that would help. It did. But I still have, I had symptoms with the migraines. I had the auras. I had the ringing in the ears. But it's funny because I don't get the migraines very often, anymore. And occasionally I get headaches, but I still have some of the symptoms. And one of them is ringing the ears, and it'll last about 10 seconds, but it'll just ring in one ear or the other. And somebody told me one time, like that, you know, that may be a symptom of your headaches or your migraines, residual, but that also may be just your body saying cue into this moment. And as we're talking like this, I just had that 10 second sound. It doesn't happen very often anymore. But it was like, Sean, focus on this moment. This is a special moment.
Oh, wow.
So you just had that.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was like,
interesting.
It's interesting. Wow. I was thinking, should I bring that up? I'm going to bring that up because it is, I got a few oddities, but that's one of them. But I think that's, so well, anyway, this tell is you, an important, it's, I know. Yeah.
Get your
you can write me a letter.
Don't we all?
This is a special moment. So we should
interesting,
cherish that. Yeah.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that because I have never experienced migraines, but my mom did for a decade plus. Yeah. And they were awful.
Oh, yeah.
Debilitating for her.
Yeah.
And they are.
She's 75 now, pretty good health for her age and gets around and looks younger. So, but she was maybe in her 50s or 60s. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, not fun.
Yeah, whenever I get them, it's right behind my right eye, and it just feels like my eye's going to explode out of my head. And
lights go. I mean, you want dark.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. I got to go lay down. I got to put a towel over my head. And, it's nuts.
Yeah. Feel like you want to cut your head off. And
I haven't really thought. I don't get them quite often anymore, just like you said. Yeah. But I go to a chiropractor, too, and I wonder if that's helping with a lot of that too. I mean, I went initially for my lower back.
I try to do everything I can to fight them. Yep.
It's chiropractic care it's a real thing in my eyes.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't work for some people, but
it works for me.
Oh yeah. It works for me. Yeah, I've been going for like 5-6 years and I was thinking about having surgery.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I'm trying to avoid. So,
yeah. It's cool.
Well, I
took that way off the beaten path.
No, that's okay. And I'm going to let you finish the announcements and all that, you know, after you read your wonderful little thing there. I wanted to mention that before I forget, you said, Dr. Brian Jackson, right? The chiropractor.
Yeah.
So I know he mentioned on Facebook last week,
the merch.
Yeah. He said, hey, how do we get a t-shirt or something like that? And I'm like, yes. Well, anyway, it was something I've already thought about and. So I am working on it. I have to have my lovely bride help me. It's coming, guys. So to Dr. Jackson and whoever else wants to order t-shirts and mugs and cups. We'll have that soon. Hopefully this weekend my wife can help me finish it. I've already got the account set up. We just have to download the logo, but I only have a phone to do all that, and so I'm limited to what I have to do for that particular site, and it's the best one that I found, and it was recommended by Jerry Polly from Hillbilly Horror Stories. So we will be having that soon. We will be having some merch and all that fun stuff. So I just remembered when you said Dr. Brian Jackson. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's the one that asked, hey, how do we get T-shirts? I'm
That's
like,
awesome. They're coming. And just I can guarantee hang in there. My children will be super excited about merch. Oh, yeah. They talk about merch all the time.
Well, just saying it. It's cool, right, guys?
Yeah. My dad's got merch.
You know,
my dad's got merch.
No big deal.
My daughter, Olivia, she's like, are you going to have merch? It's just funny. Everybody says merch. Yeah, I'm like, how do you know to say merch?
Excuse me, what is that?
Because that's what they say on TikTok. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. But or I've heard other people. Yeah, so it's merch. Merch is the...
You just don't know, Dad. You're too old.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's probably true, right?
Yeah, and it's probably true. Probably quite true. So anyway, I just want to mention that before I forget. So we will have it coming, guys. We will have some stuff you can order.
And, of course, we want to end with telling you to make sure that you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Middle Aged and Creeped Out. We're always going to be there. We ask you, of course, as always, we're going to beat the dead horse over and over again to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. It really will help us to uplift this podcast and make it easier for future listeners to find us. We want to thank you guys from the bottom of our heart, all of us, for all the support, the encouragement that we've already received. We're still a very, very young podcast. We're a baby podcast.
But thank you.
Only a week and a half in. But we are all, and by the time this comes out, a couple more weeks, but, we are, on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, however you want to listen to us on the web, Audio Boom. I keep forgetting to say that. iHeartRadio. Basically, if you can find it, we're probably on it. So find us out there. If you have any questions about that, please reach out and let us know.
You have no excuse not to
listen. No excuses. Excuses be gone.
We will come after you.
We always also want to give out the substance abuse and mental health hotlines. That one is 1-800-662-4357. Help. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255, and that is talk. Feel free, we're starting to add this too, share your inspirational quotes, books, spooky stories, anything, other podcasts we want to hear about, anything. We want to hear what you guys have to tell us, and we're wide open.
Yeah, any creepy content or topic you want, we'll hear it.
Future topics that you want to shoot our way, that'd be great.
Because the content is not, it's not like we're going to run out of any ideas. So,
no, this could go on forever, ever and ever.
Yeah, no, so we welcome all of that. Yeah, stories and any topics you want to hear us talk about, we'd be more than happy to do research.
And again, thank you, Nate, for this one, because this was
my pleasure.
A lot of fun. I'm glad we stayed and did this.
Clap and no, you did great. It was fun.
I'm happy you guys allowed me to do this.
Oh, I love it.
In this format, it is really
cool.
I'm
just glad you wanted to do this.
I just have one, and then I'll wrap it up with my little outro. I can't believe you never listened to podcasts until now.
I had no interest. Didn't have any.
Now you're not. I have other friends that they don't listen, and I have for a while, but I guess until almost five years ago I didn't either. And the first one I listened to was this comedian, I'm drawing a blank, he was on The Man Show, Adam Carolla.
Oh my God,
very first any type of podcast,
very intelligent
was, and I still I still listen to him. I love Adam Carolla.
Yep.
And then what was funny is on his show, commercials, Hillbilly Horror Stories was mentioned. I thought, oh, that'd be fun. And then that's how I listened to that. So that was the very first paranormal, I guess, or scary, this type of genre. And then just snowballed. And then, I don't know.
We brought you to the dark side, right?
Yeah. Well, hopefully our little podcast snowballs with them. So.
Uh-huh.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I hope somebody can say, hey, Middle Aged and Creeped Out.
We're jumping on that train.
Anything else you want to add, guys, before I sign off here?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, good job. And we just want to thank you guys for listening to episode 6. And until next time, creepies, Nate is our sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.